Welcome to the Dental Breakdown Show with Christian White. Mr. White is the CEO of White & Associates Practice Consulting, Better Business, Better Dentistry. This podcast strives to help break down the current and everyday issues within the dental industry. In each podcast, we discuss a topic on dentistry with respected industry professionals, dentists, and other relevant special guests. Our goal is to help provide you valuable insights for your dental practice. We thank you for listening today. From the dental chair to the beach chair, wherever you are listening, sit back, relax, and enjoy the Dental Breakdown Show. Now take it away, Christian.
Let's welcome our guest to the podcast today, Mindy McQuillan. Mindy, thank you so much for taking your time to be on the Dental Breakdown Show today.
It's great to be here.
Well, thank you so much. I know that you've got some really great information to share today. Our listeners are excited. I'm excited. I've had at least 3 cups of coffee, so we are going to have a good time today.
Sounds good.
So why don't we start off by having you share a little bit of information about yourself, maybe a quick bio.
Okay, great. My name is Mindy McQuillan. I am a market manager for payment solutions here at US Bank. I have been in sales for 25 years. Maybe that dates me just a little bit, in payments specifically here at US Bank for 6. So I ended up here because I had been in the same industry for a long time and I wanted to reinvent myself. And I had been a US Bank customer forever, probably before it was US Bank even. So I knew that it was a company that would take care of not only me, but my customers, and it would stand behind their products. So now I am probably one of the luckiest individuals in the world because I love what I do. I joke with my manager all the time that I can't believe she pays me for this job. So I'm a very, very, very lucky person. Yes. I work with all industries, but the dental industry is my favorite. And that's because we have some really unique technology that makes their lives and the lives of all the people in the office so much better. It's one of the only products that I've ever offered to a customer where they've called me afterwards and said, I cannot imagine how I did business before I had this. So that's why dental industry is like my favorite thing.
Well, wonderful.
Personal side, I'm a native Minnesotan. If you can't tell by the accent, I could even throw in a you betcha to give you my bona fides, right? Yeah, nice little you betcha. I enjoy a good round of golf and screaming at the television set whenever the Vikings are playing, which is pretty much a prerequisite of being a Minnesotan.
It is. Be screaming at the Vikings. That's I'm right there with you on that. And I could be in the same room or we could be neighbors.
Exactly. Yeah.
You are a true Minnesotan.
There you go.
So tell me something. You talk about this product that you bring to the marketplace and that you're working with the dentists on. You've got this, I don't want to spoil it, but you've got this idea you brought. It's a different way to accept payment in the office. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. So, in years past, when I was sitting down with a dentist, all we were talking about was saving them money. But dental offices today, like all in the medical industry, all they are talking about, all that they want to accomplish right now is how to save man hours. There are not enough people to get done what needs to get done. Isn't right. Mm-hmm. So when I sit down with a customer, we really look at their process and we talk about how can we streamline it? How can we make you as efficient as possible? And on the flip side of that, how can you offer payments the way people want to be paid? I mean, probably one of the biggest changes in the payment industry is it's not like it used to be. People do not want to get a paper statement in the mail and send you a check, especially because most of the younger generation,
yes,
they don't even know what a checkbook is.
No, they don't. They do not know what that is.
They don't know what it is. And the bottom line is the poor dental office is probably the last bill that gets paid. So if you make it difficult for them, you are not going to get paid. They're going to get that statement in the mail. They're going to put it aside and say, oh yeah, I love my dentist, but I'll pay them, you know, tomorrow. And it ends up being next week. And then maybe a month goes by and then you end up having to send them out a new statement, which costs money and time.
Yes.
So everything that we do in the dental office now, in especially related to payments, is how to make it as hands-off as possible. You don't want people touching multiple things. So that means efficiency, saving time and money. So what this technology does, we've partnered with a company called Rectangle Health. Sure. And it is just my favorite thing. I love it so much. I can't even, you can see I'm like jumping out of my chair.
I can see it. Yes, I can. I can see it coming out of
here. Yes, I really, really love it.
Especially on your face.
Because literally I've just never had this experience where I get someone set up on something and then a week later they call me and they basically say, I do not remember how I did business before this. I can't even imagine that. And you need anybody for a new customer to call them and you just send them my way. And for a dentist to say that, they're pretty busy. So it must be a pretty good product.
Yeah,
so these are some of the things that it does.
Okay.
So number one, it integrates with any patient management software. So that saves you both time and money. I can't tell you how many dental offices that I sit at where on Friday, the office manager is fixing the mistakes of the week before. She's consolidating the books and finding all of the errors of people typing into the patient management software. So that's a first big one. The second one is you completely eliminate paper statements. There is no need anymore to ever mail out a paper statement. And the industry estimates that it's about $4.50 for every paper statement you send out. So most of my dentists send out 200. I have some larger dental offices that send out 500 statements a month. Multiply that by $4.50. That's a lot. So what we do is we give you texting and email technology. So you can just whip out a text to a customer saying, hey, Mr. Customer, you owe me $20. Here's a payment link. And the customers look at 99% of their texts. So they're going to see it. They see it. Oh, they click on the button. Their card is saved to their phone. So one click, their card information is filled out and they paid that bill and it took them 1 second. They're going to be happy and you're going to be happy because you get paid. If you have to send out statements, we have an online payment portal. You know, if you have to pick up the phone and call someone and someone in your dental office has to spend 5-10 minutes on the phone taking someone's card over the phone, that's time that they could be doing something else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have a customer vault feature where you can save your customers and save your cards. I can't tell you how many dentists I've sat down with and they have the customer's credit card written down in their customer file. And I look at them and I'm like, oh, that's super legal. Don't do that. You're going to get in big trouble if you get a angry employee who wants to steal those card numbers, you're going to be liable for that. So you don't need to do that anymore. Mm. The system automatically saves everybody's information. So what can you do with that? Well, you can make payments faster. You know, if someone's checking out, you can say, oh, do you want to just put your balance on the card ending in 5555? Oh, you do? Okay, great. Click. Paid. Posted to your patient management software if done. You can also set up reoccurring payments. So right now, what a lot of my dentists are doing is they're sending it on to CareCredit. Well, CareCredit costs a lot of money. It's great. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah.
But you're paying 5. I had a dentist who was paying 12% for CareCredit. Why do that? Why not say, okay, Mr. Customer, we have a $900 bill. You say you can't pay it now. How about we pay that off in 4 equal payments? Could you pay it off over 4 months? Would that work for you? The customer says, that would be great. And all you need to find out from them is what day of the month? Do you want it on the 1st or the 15th? Mm-hmm. And they say, oh, I get paid on the 15th. So let's do it on the 15th. Great. You set it up on our system. You pick monthly and the system does it for you. No need to do anything after that. It also has a feature to get a pre-authorized amount. You know, when you send out those bills and typically they're small, what's left over from insurance, you know, $5, maybe your insurance estimator didn't was off just a little bit. So you need to send out a $5 bill. Well, it costs $4.50 to send out a bill and you're sending one out for $5. What you can do is when you're onboarding a new customer, when you're bringing in a new customer, you can say to them, you know, when we have that little bit left over for insurance, $5 and $10, the customer says, yeah, I hate it when you send me a bill for that. Well, Mr. Customer, do you want us to just run that payment and take care of it for you? And the customer says, yeah, that would be great. Great. What amount would you feel comfortable with? $10, $20? Most of my dentists put it at $25. That seems to be sort of the comfort level that most people are comfortable right. with. Mm-hmm. And they just set it in there. And if insurance comes back and they owe $5, they just pull up that customer, saved customer, and click, payment taken, posted to the patient management software. I mean, there's even more than that. I mean, there's wireless technology where you can, you know, why do they have to check out at the front desk? There's no need to check out at the front desk and have a line. You know, maybe you have a wireless terminal in every single patient room and you just bring the wireless terminal over to the patient. Some of my dentists, they have a card reader in every room. And as the customer gets up from the chair, they just stick in their card and they leave and go out the door. So it's really a unique platform that what it allows for is the independent dentist to have all the tools and the technology of those large chains, you know, the DSOs, the Park DSO. Dentals and the Aspens, they have technology because they're big. Well, there's no reason why every independent dentist can't have this technology. Super awesome.
Amen.
Yeah.
I couldn't agree more. So in the dental practice, one of the things that we talk about a lot is the patient experience. You know, what is the patient experience with the front desk, the dental assistant? When they go back to the clinical area, what's their experience with the doctor, the hygienist? And that has always determined whether the patient comes back or not. But if I'm hearing you correctly, now we've got another part to that, which is the patient's experience with how I pay my bill.
Exactly.
And if that's not congruent with what they've got in their mind, then it's like, well, gee, man, this is really difficult. I mean, why do I want to come back here? I mean, I had to sit at the front desk for 4 minutes and
Yep. You got to make it easy for them to pay. The easier you make it for them to pay, the faster you're going to get those payments.
Amen. And the better your accounts receivable is going to look at the end of the month.
Exactly. Exactly.
Which is always a very, very, very good thing.
The Dental Breakdown Show, sponsored by White & Associates Practice Consulting. Better business, better dentistry. They are a practice management and consulting firm for dentists and other healthcare-related businesses. Their sole purpose is to implement proven strategies through online and practice visits that result in the personal and professional success of the dentist and his or her team.
This is Mindy McQuillan, Market Manager for Payment Solutions at US Bank. Our number one priority is to help our dentists save time and money. We use technology to help you streamline your process through auto-posting to any patient management software, eliminating paper statements through texting and email features, and many, many more. This gets you paid faster and reduces costs. We've been making an impact in the lives of our dental customers for many years. If you're looking for a payment partner who listens to you and your practice needs, then give me a call.
I think the next question I have for you is, you know, why US Bank Payment Solutions? You know, what is it about what you guys do that's unique in the marketplace, and why should dentists, you know, come to you?
Right. It's a great question. So US Bank is really unique in the payment processing space. So there are about 10 large processors in the United States, and then there are a million people who resell the Big Ten. So probably most of your dentists are actually getting a reseller of a reseller of a reseller. So US Bank is one of the Big Ten, and it's one of the only ones that is also owned by a bank. So that makes us really, truly different in the marketplace. Why is that important for the dentist? Well, number one, there's only one hand in the cookie jar instead of two or three. You know, it's amazing. I see resellers of resellers of resellers. So when there's only one hand in the cookie jar, typically we save our customers money. 99% of the time we're saving them money. So it's usually several hundred to several thousands of dollars on their credit card processing. The last dentist that I switched over, I think we were saving him in the neighborhood of $5,000 just on his processing alone. That's not taking in the savings with the Rectangle Health technology. That was another $1,000 a month just in processing and time savings. So it makes us really, really unique. It also allows us to do some very strange stuff. One of the strangest things that we do is we give reward points or cash back for your credit card processing. And I know that sounds really strange, but imagine all those dollars that you put through those credit card machines, we actually give you reward points or cash back for that. We are the only company that does this. And it's just literally an extra thank you for doing business with US Bank. The second thing that makes us, you know, truly unique is the credit card processing industry is a terrible industry. It is worse than used car salesmen. Amen. I mean, it is really, really bad.
It is. Oh, you bet it is.
It is. If I did not work for US Bank, I would not be in the payments industry. I just wouldn't. I wouldn't do it because they promise you the stars, the moon, and the sun, and then they get you to sign a 3-year contract.
Yes, they do.
And then they run the other direction and you never see them ever again. So US Bank is completely different. Number one, we don't do contracts. So we have this very strange notion of winning you over as a customer, treating you right, and then you want to stay with us. What a unique concept. You know, for most of our products, we don't even make you pay for terminals because we want you to have the freedom of, look, if you don't like us, you can leave. You don't have to go, well, I spent all this money on equipment and it's hardwired to US Bank, so I have to stay. So our philosophy is really the same as US Bank, treating our customers right. And you stay with us because we do the right things. So that's pretty important. And the last thing that really makes us different than any other processor, especially here in Minnesota, US Bank is really concerned with the reputation of US Bank. So every other processor out there, I'm not knocking my competition at all, but they're just really interested in making money.
Right.
With US Bank, yes, we want to make money. We're a business, you know, that's the name of the game. Just as your dental office, you want to make business. But we're much more concerned that you're happy with US Bank than making a buck off of this small portion of our business, which is the credit card processing. So I've had situations where we messed up, something went wrong, our equipment wasn't right or whatever. We did everything we possibly could to make it right. And it's very, very rare that I have a customer who walks away from us who is unhappy. So that's what really sort of separates us from the pack.
Wow. How do I get signed up?
Yeah. And you do not have to be. I know. You do not have to be a US Bank customer to take advantage of US Bank payment solutions. So it's not one of those things where you have to have a US Bank checking account or a loan, or you have to be a US Bank customer. Oh. You don't. We have lots of customers where I deposit funds into a Wells Fargo account. Now, I don't know why you would ever want to deposit into a Wells Fargo account, but we can do it. It's not a problem.
Yes.
The Dental Breakdown Show, sponsored by White & Associates Practice Consulting. Better business, better dentistry. They are a practice management and consulting firm for dentists and other healthcare-related businesses. Their sole purpose is to implement proven strategies through online and practice visits that result in the personal and professional success of the dentist and his or her team.
This is Mindy McQuillan, Market Manager for Payment Solutions at US Bank. Our number one priority is to help our dentists save time and money. We use technology to help you streamline your process through auto-posting to any patient management software, eliminating paper statements through texting and emails features, and many, many more. This gets you paid faster and reduces costs. We've been making an impact in the lives of our dental customers for many years. If you're looking for a payment partner who listens to you and your practice needs, then give me a call.
All right, I'm a dentist. and I'm interested in what you're talking about. I'm interested in your service. How do you onboard me? Because as a dentist, the last thing I want to go through is a lot of hoops, a lot of rigmarole that's going to take me away from my patient who's an op number two who needs to have a crown done.
Exactly.
So talk to me about that.
So what we do is we sit down with you and we talk about your current process. So we figure out what are you doing now and where do you want to be in the future and what are the areas that we need to improve. And then with any dentist, I always do a rectangle health demonstration. So we do a demonstration via Zoom where you can see this in action. You can literally see taking a payment, see it posting to a patient management software, see an online portal. We send you a text with the payment link. So the entire customer experience, you're going to be able to experience in that demo. And then after that, it is really simple. I fill out the application for you. I don't send you paperwork where you have to spend an hour filling everything out. I fill it out for you. And then I send you a link to click to sign. And then Rectangle sends you a link to click to sign. And then about a week later, we install your equipment and we do a demo. And every dentist that I've had where we've done these onboarding, it takes about a week, but of the dentist's time, you're basically talking about maybe 3 hours, you know, half an hour for the first demo, you know, an hour, hour and a half to install all the terminals if you have multiple terminals and then do the training. So it's pretty easy and simple to get started up.
Nice. Okay. I like the easy part.
Yeah.
I don't need complicated.
Yeah.
I have enough complications in the office.
Exactly.
So what, tell me something else. Now we were chatting and you said something earlier about wireless devices.
Yeah.
So if I want to get the wireless device part set up, is that kind of go with the whole package or is that like a different piece? How does that fit in?
It is a different piece. So with Rectangle, Rectangle lives off of a PC and it has to, if it's going to post to your patient management software. So what a lot of my customers have done with Rectangle, because they want to pay in the patient rooms, we just put a terminal in every patient room. It is attached to a port. But we have another option where we have mobile terminals. So I have one dentist who has a hybrid model. For most of the dental office, they have Rectangle Health where a terminal is plugged into a computer so they can push the patient management software. But they also have a little mobile terminal, you know, something like this, that's wireless and you can carry it around and it's really super slick and it has a forward facing screen and you can just go right up to the chair and say you owe $20. They tap it on the screen or they insert it and you're off to the races. So it's just kind of depends on the experience that the dental office wants. We can accommodate pretty much everything.
Nice.
Yeah.
Convenience is the name of the game.
Convenience. Yep.
That is a great word.
We're a generation where we want it now and we want it fast and we want it easy.
Boy, you got that right. That is the truest thing in the entire world. So now, so Mindy, you've got all this experience in the payment system business. You've done a great job of setting this up in other dental practices. You know, your keys for success in working with payment systems, you know, for the dentist, you know, help me understand that.
Yeah. So my biggest tip to dentists is really look at how you're taking payments right now and how much that costs you, both in time and materials. So I mentioned it before, looking at how many statements you're mailing out and multiplying that by $4.50. Most of my dentists were shocked. And a lot of them think that it's actually more than $4.50 because a lot of times it's the office manager who's sending it out and they're usually one of the most expensive people in the office besides the dentist themselves. So really taking a look at those costs, taking a look at how many phone payments you take and adding up those minutes. When you start really looking at that, I mean, it takes 2 minutes for you to take a payment and go over here and type that into the patient management software. When you really look at how many transactions you're doing and you start adding up the minutes, it's incredible. And that's what those large DSOs do. They look at everything down to the minute, down to the detail, to get people in and out and through as quickly as possible. So it's actually very easy for an independent dentist to just sit down for 15 minutes and say, how many statements do I send out? Oh my God, I send out 300 a month? Really? The last two dentists, the doctor didn't even know. They had to call up another person to find out how many statements they're sending out. And when they realized it, they said, oh my God, I can't believe I'm sending out that many statements. So my biggest tip is to really sit down and think about this. It doesn't take a long time, but when you start adding that stuff up, you can really realize how much more efficient you can be. And the more efficient you can be, not only do you save time and money, but your customers are happier and your staff is happier because they don't want to do this stuff either. They just want to take care of payments just like you. Mm-hmm. They just want to take care of patients. They don't want to have to deal with all this other stuff. So that would be my biggest tip, really taking a look at your costs and what it's taking you to take payments today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great idea. I mean, if you're talking $4.50 a statement, I mean, wow.
Yeah.
Well, multiply that times 300 a month, and then take that time, you know, for an entire year. And we could go to Hawaii, have a really good
time. Could, yes, have some fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So when you look at the dental marketplace, like Mindy, if you were to just step back for a second and say, okay, I'm looking at the dental practice, you know, marketplace, you know, trends that are affecting the marketplace. I mean, I think you've kind of hit on one, which, you know, is the payment piece. You know, is there anything else that you're encountering or seeing out there that's important the dentist should know about?
Yeah, the two biggest trends are kind of the two that I already spoke about.
Yes.
One, the ease of payment, how customers expect to pay a bill. And the second one is man hours. They're not enough people to get done what needs to get done. So everybody is trying to find a way to do more with less people.
Mm-hmm.
So those are definitely the two biggest trends in the, not only the dental industry and the entire medical industry, because there are just not enough bodies to go around. And now the baby boomers are retiring. So it's going to be even worse, you know, the next, you know, 10 years when all those baby boomers retire. So it's only going to get worse. So.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Well, Mindy, this has been a great time. Thank you so much for taking time out of your productive schedule to be here at the Dental Breakdown Show today. If our listeners want to contact you directly, where can they go to do that?
Yes. So you can reach me directly. As I said, I'm local here in Minnesota. You can call me at 651-307-6882. Or you can email me at mindy.mcquillan@usbank.com. And Mindy is M-I-N-D-Y dot McQuillan is M-C-Q-U-I-L-L-A-N at usbank.com.
Thank you for listening to the Dental Breakdown Show with Christian White. If you would like more information about today's topic, have a topic suggestion, or would like to be a guest, please check out the description below. Or for more videos, podcasts, and information, please visit whitedentalconsulting.com/podcasts. If you liked the podcast today, please press that like button, subscribe to our channel, and hit that notification icon to become a part of the growing Dental Breakdown Show community.